Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. This is our super special, I call it super special, radio show with a great friend of ours. His name is Bob Adams. It's the CUDA House radio show. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/CUDA House, that's C-U-D-A, and then house, H-O-U-S-E, no spaces, .com, CUDAHouse.com. You'll be able to take a look at the cool website that Bob has put together and all that other sort of good stuff. And if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/CUDAHouse, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows that we've currently done. Bob and I became acquaintances, if you will, friends later on when he first called me about a million years ago. It was like 12, but in like our years, it's like 1,000. So about 1,000 years ago, Bob and I started a conversation, and it was really great because he was like super duper smart and a lot of fun and friendly. We did a lot of radio shows. Matter of fact, we did radio shows over here and for the home-based business arena and all over the place. And Bob and I have always kept in touch with each other, just to say hello. But recently, yep. I called him up and I said, hey, Bob, you know, let me tell you what we're doing and all that sort of stuff. And I knew that he was always up to date on technology and like a first adopter, if you will. As you'll learn from his experience when he was working with taxes, he actually helped people with e-filing. So that's kind of like, for some of you, like, People used to have to do their filing by paper, and he actually helped do e-filing. So he's always been ahead of the group when it comes to technology. So when I called him, we started a rambling conversation about AI, and I mean, it was great. He's all over the place. I'm asking him some questions. He's sharing with me some stuff and showed me CUDA House, and I said, man, we got to let people know about this. I mean, Bob, this is really good stuff. I mean, you can help so many different people. So whether it's a course or a chatbot or it's listening in and getting an understanding, you want to talk to Bob Adams. So, Bob, thanks for being here on your very own radio show on CUDA House on Building Fortunes Radio.
You know, I remember our first communication. The pigeon that came to my house was gray. So, yeah, we've done lots of shows together, and I have to admit, Peter's always been a joy to work with. And for those of you who have not really understood what Peter's doing, Peter's got a heart of gold, and his whole intention is to help everybody, anybody, and everybody to be able to move forward in the world and to accomplish their financial dreams. And I've always admired that about Peter, and I still admire it about Peter. And both of us are getting old, you know, and we both have had a lot of experiences. And so I think that the show that we're going to be talking about today is going to be maybe a little bit of an eye-opener for some people. Now, most people are already aware of what's going on as far as marketing on the web, but I want to give you 10 reasons why you want to be marketing on the web. Okay, so we're gonna discuss those today. But before I jump into those, I want you to just throw a thought on your mind, and you can ask yourself this simple question. How many people who have a business are still not on the web? How many people are not hosting a website? How many people are not on Facebook? How many people are not? And the number is really getting smaller all the time because it's become such a huge influence in our economy. And there's reasons for that. I remember when Google first came out. Remember when we used to use bulletin boards? I mean, that was like ages ago. But, yeah, we used to use bulletin boards in order to put up information or to research information and find all these places that had information. And that was the very beginning of what has become now a common thing for Google that we use regularly all the time. And now we're graduating from that into AI. Now, last time I talked about AI, I gave you all kinds of a little bit of history and an analogy about it. But what I want to do today is, like I said, I want to give you just an idea of why it's so important to have a presence on the web at all. Number one, you have global reach. You know, you're not trying to sell something locally. There's no, you know, you can still put up, you know, pieces of paper up at the local grocery store and advertise something that you want to do locally. That's great, but it doesn't give you an expanded market. Whereas being on the web gives you a complete global reach. It doesn't matter whether you're a freelancer, a business owner, an artist. It doesn't matter. You've got access to the whole freaking world everywhere, everywhere. The other part that's really cool about it, you have 24/7 availability. Now, I've had brick-and-mortar stores before when I first started doing taxes and electronic filing was just coming out. You know, so I've had offices and employees, and at one time I had 4,000 clients, you know, and but they would only be available on the days that we were open and the hours that we were open. Well, now you have 24/7 availability. You can support and sell 24/7, and you don't have to be there. That's what makes this other part so dang cool. And the other part, I remember spending literally thousands of dollars in marketing. You know, when I was starting to get my tax business up and running, I had billboards. I had, you know, I even had electric billboards built in order to get the marketing out there. Well, now it's so cost-effective to do something online to put your business out there in front of people. And how do you do that? Well, you build a presence. You do something what's called SEO or search engine options. You find out the best ways to get yourself out there in front of people. You use Facebook. You use Twitter, which is now excellent. And you use whatever else, all kinds of different means to be able to put your business out there in front of people. So it's very cost effective to do it that way versus the old way. And the other part about the old way is, yeah, I got people driving by the freeway who could see my sign, you know, for my local business there. But when I opened up everything to a whole buyer, I end up with taxes, doing taxes for people in New York and in Washington and in all every freaking state there is, I've done taxes for them. So it is a much more cost-effective way to get out there. The other thing that it does, too, is it adds credibility and professionalism to your business. A well-designed website. And when I say well-designed, I don't mean that it's so overwhelming that the colors are just horrible and or there's just too much information that's on there. But a well-designed, professional-looking website has a lot of attention drawn to it because people can navigate it easier. They can get the messages easier. They have options for support. They have options for sales. It's just cleaner and easier. So a well-designed website will automatically improve your credibility and getting it out there. The other thing I've learned, too, is that when you have yourself out on Facebook or some of these other social medias, that adds to your credibility. LinkedIn adds to your credibility. All those things are very, 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 very important. Another one that I found that's extremely important is customers' insights. So when you start using your website, excuse me a second, I got to sneeze here. When you start using your website and you get it out there in front of people, you're going to want to know, how's it doing? Are my efforts paying off? So the other part that's really cool about websites is that they will give you analytics. And analytics is just where you can find out where your marketing values are being best used, what seems to be the biggest draw for people when they come to your website. And you use that to amplify the areas that have the most exposure in order to gain more notice, in order to gain more clients. So those analytics become extremely important when you start playing around with it. The other thing that's really important when you build a website is you want to make sure that you are enhancing the customer services. I say that because when you build a website, as far as I'm concerned, you don't build a website without a chatbot. Why? Because the chatbot can handle 98% of the inquiries that your clients and customers are going to have, whether it's support, whether it's marketing, whether you're soliciting information from them to build on a database to work with. All of those things are all part of it, and that customer service becomes extremely important, and when it's built into the website with a chatbot, it's automatic. It's automatic, and that makes everything flow so much easier, not just for them, but for you. It takes the pressure off of you to be able to be there to answer questions. Because a lot of people, they will have a phone line set up or people have to call in, or they'll have just email and people have to wait for a response from that email. Whereas if they go to a chatbot, it's instantaneous. And the chatbot can be trained. It can be trained so that when people have an inquiry and it doesn't have the answer, it can respond by saying, hey, I don't know that answer, but I know who does. And so you can set them up to be able to link into the owner or whoever the representative is going to be. And that part's really cool. It's important. The other one is the networking opportunities. Now, social media and professional platforms like LinkedIn, they make it so much easier to connect with peers, you know, mentors, potential collaborators. An online presence can open these doors to opportunities that just might not exist otherwise. Now, in the olden days, Chamber of Commerce, I used to go to all those meetings, you know, and you would share who you are, what you're doing, and all kind of fun stuff, and network amongst yourselves. But this way, it expands beyond just the local community. So one more time, that's important. That's really important. The other one that I'm finding a lot of people are drawing attention to is something that's called brand building. Now, the internet is just a powerful tool. It's going to build and maintain your brand. So what is a brand? Well, I always think about cows. I used to work on a ranch. I remember branding cows. That's what we did. But what it does essentially, it has consistent messaging and visuals across your website and social media that help to establish your who you are. So having a good logo, something along that line, other things that's going to help build your brand. And the other one that's really important is your feedback and engagement. So online platforms, they often have an avenue for immediate feedback from the audience. This is something else I like about chatbots. It will ask for feedback. When it concludes the conversation, it'll ask for feedback. And that's how you train your bot to be able to do a better job for what it's doing. It also makes the client feel like you really care. How can I help you more? And lastly, and I think it's one of the most important, is the ease of access to information. So instead of having to go to the store to research what's on sale or wait for it to come in the mail because of inconvenience, it's instant. They can find out all kinds of things. And the other part that's really cool is when you have a website that is marketing products or services, the chatbot is tied into the web so that every time you make a change on your website, it automatically updates the chatbot. So it's instantaneous. If you want to add another product in, if you want to add whole other pages, if you want to add blogs, if you want to add, it all picks it up. It's all there. So it's instantaneously available and be able to have more information transmitted to your customers right there. All right. So there they are. 10 reasons why to be on the web. Now, for some of you, you know, this is old hack. You know, you're already out there. You're doing your thing. You know, it's helping yourself along, building your business, that kind of fun stuff. For those of you who have not considered it, think about it. Because quite frankly, it isn't that expensive to get yourself out on the web. Now, CUDA House has the options to be able to help you. Other sources can help you. You can stand up and do it on your own. AI has gotten to be so prevalent that in making everything so much easier. And that's really what I'm capitalizing on when I market CUDA houses. I'm relying very heavily on being able to use that technology to help you accomplish things quicker and easier and much more understandably. Now, I know we're going to a commercial break here in just a moment. When we get back from that, I'm going to go into the details of what a chatbot can do and with a special offer for you to be able to experience a chatbot on your website for free. All right.
Excellent.
That's it.
Okay, good. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Make sure you go back. I know that if you're like me, you probably started a list and you might have to tidy up that list again, so you can go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/CUDA House to be able to hear this all over again just in case you missed some.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out pmmarketingsnetworklead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Bob Adams. Bob Adams is going to talk to us about artificial intelligence and chatbots. And this is something I'm super interested in learning more about, too, because I've always understood the benefit of having a chat window on a website. However, if you're manning, and I apologize for the gender, but if you're manning a website and you have to be there, you can write your canned messages and all that other sort of stuff, but it's tough to be able to man a chat if you have one person asking you questions and then still trying to do other things, let alone having multiple people do the same thing. So these chatbots obviously can do a lot more than just regular people can do, and if you could train them the right way, it's just a huge benefit, which will mean money to you one way or another, without a doubt. So Bob, back to you.
Thank you, Peter. Okay. As you can tell, I love chatbots. And I love building websites. I really do. I like that creativity that comes along with it. And I finally found a system for building websites and incorporating chatbots into that's extremely cost effective. And it does everything. I mean, I'll talk more about that on the next show. And it'll be fascinating for those of you who have ever tried to build a website and include any kind of a sales funnel, and be able to include statistics and be able to include unlimited emailing and be able to include a whole variety of other things that goes in with it, you know, and we'll talk about that, but that's next time. This time, though, we want to talk about chatbots. All right, so why would you know? I did a little experiment. I went through my little town that I live in, which doesn't have a lot of people here. There's only 3,000, and there's probably, you know, less than 100 businesses, maybe a little bit more than that. There's not a lot of them here, but I started looking at all their websites. And I found that not a single one of them have a chatbot. Not one. Gee, maybe I'm just going to have to go knock on these people's doors and show them what a chatbot can do. And that's on my list to accomplish because I know these people, and I'll just go talk to them and say, hey, look, this is what it can do. And it's really, you know, it's cost effective to be able to do something like this. So that's why a chatbot is so extremely important. Now, I just gave you 10 reasons why you wanted to be on the web in order to put your business out there in front of people. Now I'm going to give you 10 reasons why you want a chatbot. And we'll start with the most obvious one that sticks out there like a sore thumb. It's 24/7 support. There's no people to call. There's no employees to man the systems. There's no demand of your time to be readily available all the time to answer inquiries. It handles them. And like I said earlier, it handles about 98% of the inquiries that come through the door. It will handle them. It can take care of it. If you take a look at the business advantage of having your information readily available and not having to pay anything extra for it, except maybe a little tiny monthly fee for $20 or whatever, there you go. There you go. The other thing that's so important about it is an immediate response time. It's not like just sending an email. I hate those emails I send out. Somebody will get back with you within 24 to 48 hours. Yeah, that answers my problem right now. So I got to put everything aside and wait. No, this thing goes immediately to an answer. And it'll give them multiple, it'll ask questions to make sure that it understands the question. Okay, that's called prompting. And you're going to, your chatbot will have the majority of the prompts that you're, clients are going to ask built into the system already. So as soon as they start typing it in, it's already looking for the answers. It's already got them. The other one that's really important about this is cost efficiency. And I touched on that in the first one. But it really is extremely efficient to have this included as part of the website. Between you and me and the wall, if I build a website, I won't even put it out there without telling them you're going to have a chatbot. You know, I provide chatbots. But if they want to get their own, I don't care. You have to have a chatbot in order to make your business succeed. So it's the cost efficiency of it is just too high to overlook and let it go. The other thing I like about chatbots is the scalability. Now, most commercial chatbots, when you elect to use one, they make themselves available, and it'll try to teach you how to set it all up. And in some cases, it's pretty dang simple. In some cases, it's not so simple. And it's going to depend upon the website, the products that you're trying to sell. What do you expect your chatbot to do? Well, that's what I like about them. They're scalable. And I told you earlier that it'll automatically read your website, grab all the information that you put in there, and make it available to everybody. Okay? And that's awesome. But the other thing I learned, too, is that you can take in PDF files that have got more particular information, put it in there, and it'll use it as part of its research. And the more you put into it, the more information it has. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit more about on the scalability, a little more on the safety side to it. The other thing I like about chatbots, even commercial chatbots, is the security of what you put into it stays within your chatbot. This is not included when you use ChatGPT-3 or any of the others, 4, 5, whatever, any of those public domains ones that are available. They're learning from you. And whatever information you solicit from yourself and put in there, it's got it now. Versus whatever it is that you want to put into your website that may be personal information to a certain extent. You don't want to put too much on there. But stuff that you do not want to have out there in general access. You can do that with these. That's part of the scalability to it. It's really, really awesome. The other part is consistency in customer services. It's not going to be dependent upon an employee who knows a lot and an employee who knows nothing. It's going to be always the same. And once you start getting feedback coming off from your customers for your chatbot, you're going to be able to improve it. And it makes it to the point where it's so smart that it can answer almost their questions, any of the questions, no matter where it comes from. The other thing that people like that I have found is that the more you train, and by training, we're just talking about giving it information, and then it uses the large language models that it works with, like ChatGPT, to put it into a format that's going to be personalized that, the better they're going to respond. Now, what's really interesting is that with a chatbot, you can solicit an email from that person. It keeps records of all the conversations that went on with that email address. So it can fall back into previous conversations that it was having with that person. Instead of having to start from the beginning and rebuild a relationship, it already has it. It's already there. Another one it does too is lead generations and qualifications. So some of the chatbots, they'll make you stop, put in your email address and your name before they'll even start a conversation. Now, I don't particularly like that, but I like it at the end where they ask for, can I have your email now so that I can contact you or I can have a record of this conversation so we can refer to it later. Oh, okay, that's cool. Let's do that. So that the other thing is it'll qualify your customers that are coming to the door to say, okay, if you're looking for this, then you'll need this. It just works extremely well. And it does it automatically too, which helps a whole bunch. That chatbots do, and this is something where big companies are using chatbots to train their new employees, and they make themselves available for all employees to be able to ask questions. So instead of having to rely on a supervisor who's going to be teaching them individually and or answering their questions individually, a chatbot can be trained to handle the majority of the questions that employees are going to have. Does it all. It's so simple right there. The other thing it does is it's going to gather some customer insights. Now, what I've learned in building my websites, and I've been doing websites for, gosh, a long, long time, but what I've learned is if I listen to my customers, they will tell me, oh, this was easy, that was hard, I like these colors, like these pictures, and what it does is it gathers these customers' insights by getting feedback that comes back to me and it says, hey, this is something they said, you may want to do something about it. Now, every conversation your chatbot has with somebody, you have access to. So you can go see what it said, and you can go see what the customer said. So there's no question about what went on in that conversation there. It's readily available to work with and have it. And the last part, number 10, is enhancing the entire engagement so that the customer, when they go there, they have a conversation with the bot. It feels like a conversation. Now, obviously, the time's coming when it's going to be not just written. You know, pretty soon it's going to be voice. Pretty soon it's going to be where you're going to look through a camera and you're going to see an image that's talking to you that doesn't really exist, but they can answer your questions. That's what's going to happen in the future. Now, we're running out of time real quickly, but I wanted to offer one more thing. I touched on it briefly last time, and I'm going to offer something to you now. For those of you who go to CUDA House, the first thing you go into when you open up and go to CUDA House, it's going to offer you to register and to receive a free report. That free report is all about AI and the interfacing that it does with businesses. It's a great report. I'm really kind of proud of that one. It's got a lot of really good information in it, and I highly encourage you to get it. It's free. You know, it's going to give you a little more on the education side. But the big bonus, if you have a website, I don't care what it is, what you're marketing, it doesn't make a difference to me. But if you have a website, if you'll go to the drop-down that says bots, B-O-T-S, top of the menu screen, click on that. It's going to have a pop-up. It's going to say, hey, give me your email, and we will have you make an appointment with Bob. And what happens is it's going to send you somewhere where you're going to be able to see a calendar, and you're going to pick a time that's going to work for both of us. And you're going to answer a few simple questions like your name and your phone number and how to contact you. And then also your website. And when we have our appointment, which is only going to be 15 minutes long, it doesn't cost you anything, I'm going to have a bot built for your website. And you're going to be able to see it. And I'm going to have features built into it so that it does a lot of really cool things. And you'll be able to find out if that's something that you really would like to have. And if it is something you really like to have, I have an extremely economical way of building it, putting it in place, and monitoring it. So that is part of what CUDA House does. You know, we also do podcasting. We'll teach you all about that and teach you all about doing videos and teach you all about some of the fun stuff that I really enjoy doing and promoting and helping sustain my client base because, it's fun. And it's kind of like doing the radio show here with Peter. Peter does a magnificent job. He's easy to communicate with. And I would encourage you, if you have not yet talked to Peter about having your business promoted with him on Blog Talk Radio, for heaven's sakes, do it. Okay? It's worth it. And Peter is such a dream guy to work with. And he is great. Totally, absolutely great. Peter, I think we're knocking on the end of our time here, bro.
We sure are. So we only have a few seconds left. For those people, make sure you go check out CUDAHOUSE.com, CUDAHOUSE.com. Go to the blog section, sign up for that free consultation with Bob with the blog. If you have a website, make sure you put that in there. If you don't have a website, talk to Bob anyway because he can help you with a whole bunch of really cool stuff and some ideas as well. So I'm looking forward to our very next radio show, Bob. We're going to call this a great radio show where I learned a lot. Got my head spinning. I'm going to have to go back in and listen all over again. So if you go back to CUDAHOUSE.com, I know Bob's got a list of these radio shows over there too, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.